This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Recently at the Los Angeles International Auto Show, the folks at Jeep took the wraps off the Jeep pickup truck. So we're going to talk to our very special guest about all that and more in this hour of Auto World. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number. It is toll-free, so feel free from anywhere in North America. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And if you prefer to send emails, that's not a problem at all, because you can email me up. We get a lot of emails, so I'm constantly watching it. So just email me at bob@autoworldradio.com. or bob@boblongradio.com. Well, the Jeep Wrangler, without question, it's an icon, and it's all new for 2018. To tell us all about that vehicle, as well as the just-unveiled Jeep Gladiator, it's my pleasure to welcome the brand manager for the Jeep Gladiator. And he's also going to tell us about the Wrangler, as I said. The gentleman's name is Brandon Gurmis. Brandon, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Doing well.
Thanks so much for taking time to join us here on the show. Well, why don't we begin by talking about the most recently unveiled vehicle. It got its world debut in Los Angeles at the auto show, and it's a vehicle that's been highly anticipated by Jeep fans, the Wrangler. Congratulations, you've got a very, very cool offering there.
Yeah, very, very excited about the new Jeep Gladiator pickup truck we just unveiled. A lot of people don't realize it, but at Jeep we actually have a pretty storied heritage of building Jeep pickup trucks. We pretty much had a pickup truck in production all the way from 1947 until 1992, when the Jeep Comanche went out of production.
Yeah.
And ever since the Comanche went out of production, I mean, our enthusiasts, the Jeep community, they've been requesting and demanding a new Jeep pickup truck, and it's exciting to finally bring one to market after all this time.
Absolutely. The Jeep fans must be going nuts. And is this a 2019 vehicle, Brandon?
This is a 2020 model year.
Oh, excellent. And tell us a little bit about some of the goals that you had in mind when doing this Gladiator. It's been rumored for a long time, but you guys did the research and no doubt came up with the winning combination here. But going into the project, what were some of the things that that the Gladiator needed to be, so to speak?
For us, it was really important that it's a truly capable pickup truck. And so with Gladiator, we like to say that it's 100% truck and 100% Jeep. So we took the best Jeep product attributes, such as the open air freedom, and then, of course, the off-road capability, and combine those with real truck capability. So Gladiator is going to be able to tow a best-in-class 7,650 pounds, and it's going to be able to haul a best-in-class 1,600 pounds.
Wow.
And so for someone who buys a Gladiator, that means that they're not only going to be able to, you know, throw off the top and take off the doors and leave the pavement behind, but they're also going to be able to confidently tow their boat to the lake or haul some dirt bikes out in the desert for a weekend of fun.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the power plants that will be available in the Gladiator. What's under the hood, and what are the transmission offerings?
So when Gladiator first comes out, which is going to be available at dealers in the second quarter of 2019, we're of our 3.6-liter Pentastar V6 engine. So that's the exact same engine that's found in the Jeep Wrangler. And that's 285 horsepower and 260 pound-feet of torque. And you can get that with either our 8-speed automatic transmission or our 6-speed manual transmission. And then starting in 2020 calendar year, we're also going to be offering the 3-liter EcoDiesel V6.
Oh, that's fantastic. And let's talk a little bit more about the pickup truck attributes. How big of a bed is it? I wasn't in Los Angeles, so I didn't get a chance to see it up close and personal. Tell us a little bit more about the dimensions of the Gladiator and the size of that pickup truck bed.
So the bed itself, it's made entirely of steel, and it's a 5-foot bed. Once you put the tailgate down, it's a little over 6.5 feet. So plenty of room for dirt bikes or ATVs. You know, if you're working on some sort of home improvement project, you can swing over to the local hardware store and pick up lumber. There's plenty of room within that 5-foot bed to fit pretty much anything you need to haul or carry.
That's fantastic. And certainly, folks at Mopar must be happy as well. I understand they're going to have over 200 plus products for the 2020 Gladiator, so folks can put that Mopar stamp on and put some individuality into the vehicle, and that's always a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, with Jeep Wrangler, one of the things that's always been important is maintaining some level of customizability and ability to modify the vehicle. That's something that Wrangler customers love to do, is they love to personalize their Wranglers and make them their own. And that's something that we brought over from Wrangler to Gladiator, that ability for our customers to easily modify and adapt and customize the vehicle to make it their own.
And let's talk more about the DNA that it has, the heart of being a Jeep, because when you look at some of the other midsize trucks out there in the marketplace, no one can even come close to touching the off-road capability that this Gladiator brings to the table.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jeep, the name Jeep has always meant off-road capability and four-wheel drive, and that's definitely something that holds true for Gladiator. You know, when you see that Jeep across the back of the tailgate, you know that Gladiator is going to be able to get you where you need to go, no matter what the terrain or weather conditions. So all Gladiators are going to be standard with four-wheel drive. They're all going to have heavy-duty Dana 44 axles, front and rear is standard, and they're all going to be trail-rated with skid plates protecting the transfer case as well as the fuel tank. And they're also going to have standard tow hooks front and rear. And then, of course, we've got our Gladiator Rubicon. And Gladiator Rubicon is what we're calling the most off-road capable midsize truck ever. No one else has created a midsize truck ever with the sort of off-road hardware that we have standard on Gladiator Rubicon. So.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely fantastic. We'll put it in neutral, and when we come back on the other side, much, much more about the 2020 Jeep Gladiator. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the all-new Wrangler for 2018, which recently took home the Motor Trend SUV of the Year Award for 2020. This is Bob Log. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're shining the spotlight on two all-new vehicles, the 2020 Jeep Gladiator, as well as the Wrangler, which is completely all-new as well for 2018-2019. And we've got a very special guest telling us all about it. He is the brand manager for the Jeep Gladiator. The gentleman's name is Brandon Germas, and if you have a question for Brandon, don't hesitate to shoot me an email, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or give Mackenzie, he's on the board, a call at 855-660-4261. Before the break there, we were talking about some of the unique attributes of the Gladiator, and it certainly brings so much to the table. And a pretty extensive use of aluminum, Brandon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so on the Gladiator, we've got aluminum in all the doors, the hood, and then also the tailgate, just to help with fuel efficiency and to keep Gladiator competitive from a fuel efficiency standpoint within that midsize truck segment, which is becoming increasingly more competitive.
And I expect that to grow even more, Brandon. It seems like it's something that the market walked away from, and come to find out there's a big pent-up demand for the mid-size pickup trucks, and I think this Gladiator is going to get right in the heat of the battle there and become probably the best seller of all the mid-size pickup trucks.
Yeah, we think so. And you know, for us, Gladiator is really only a mid-sized truck in terms of its size. You know, once you really look at the product attributes and the characteristics that Jeep Gladiator brings to the table, the off-road capability, the open-air freedom, it really sets itself apart from the other mid-sized trucks. And so we really like to think that Jeep Gladiator is really in a segment all of its own just because of those unique Jeep product characteristics.
And let's talk more about some of that incredible off-road capability. I understand that the Gladiator can have either command track or rock track 4x4 systems. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Correct. So they're both part-time systems. They both have they're both two range as well. So you have a four-wheel drive low as well as a four-wheel drive high. And the command track system, that's standard on Gladiator Sport as well as Gladiator Overland. And that gives you a 272-to-1 low range ratio. And then the rock track system, that's unique to Gladiator Rubicon. And that gives a 4-to-1 low range ratio. And when you pair that with the 6-speed manual transmission, you get an 84-to-1 crawl ratio, which is by far the largest available in that midsize truck segment. No one else comes close to touching that.
That's fantastic. Stylistically, you guys kept with a familiar theme in the grill. I understand the Gladiator utilizes the same setup that we all know and love so much. Tell us a little bit about the face of the Gladiator.
Yeah, it's a very familiar Jeep face. People first look at it, they think it looks very similar to Wrangler. So you've got the two round headlamps blanking either side of a 7-slot grille. And then, of course, bolt-on fender flares. We did have to make a few changes to the grille. It's not the exact same grille that's found on Wrangler. So the slots are actually slightly taller and slightly wider. And then we have a kind of a mesh texture behind each of the slots, and we had to open that up versus the texture that's on Wrangler to provide more airflow to the engine to help cool it to get to our best-in-class 7,650 pounds towing that you find on Jeep Gladiator. So, you know, it looks very similar to Wrangler, but we did make a lot of changes underneath the skin to make it a truly capable truck. So we have a brand new high-strength steel frame that's unique to Gladiator. All the axles were beefed up. I mentioned Dana 44 axles are standard front and rear. We have progressive rate rear coil springs. Mm. And then the brakes are also larger. So in the rear, we actually went to a 13.58-inch vented rear loader, and that gives Gladiator the largest brakes in the midsize truck segment so that you can stop whatever you're towing safely.
Oh, that's fantastic, absolutely. And I understand you've got electronic front and rear axle lockers. They're called TrueLock. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's part of the Rubicon package. And so within the cabin of the vehicle, there's actually a toggle switch, and you can lock either the rear axle by itself, or you can lock both the front and the rear axles at the same time. And so what that's going to do when you lock the axle, it's going to force on any given axle both wheels to move together. So typically, right, with a standard open differential, if one wheel loses traction, then all of the torque and all of the power is going to go to that single wheel, and you're not, the other wheel on that axle isn't going to move at all. But with the locker, it's going to lock those two wheels together. So even if one loses traction, the other one is still going to keep moving and help propel you forward on whatever terrain you're on.
The 2020 Gladiator is available in three different trim configurations. There's a Sport, the Sport S, actually four, the Overland, and the Rubicon. So there's something for everybody in there. And just taking a peek inside the truck, you guys did a great job of carrying over some of those Jeep design cues, and it looks like it's got the latest rendition of Uconnect. Tell us a little bit more about the interior, Brandon.
Yeah, so it's a very premium cabin. As you mentioned, we have our Uconnect systems. We have a 5-inch, a 7-inch, and an 8.4-inch. And the 7-inch and 8.4-inch, those come standard with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration. And Gladiator Overland and Gladiator Rubicon come standard with 7 USB ports. So you've
wow.
got 3 USB-Cs and then 4 just regular USBs, which it's a lot of USBs. I mean, you know, you think about in the past, everybody, you know, always asked when it came to the interior, how many cup holders does it have? And now it's all about the USB ports. And with 7 USB ports on Gladiator, you're guaranteed to have a charging port for the driver as well as every single passenger to charge their phones, their tablets, what have you.
Instantly recognizable Jeep, but this vehicle actually cuts a pretty good aerodynamic profile. How did you manage to do that? That's not an easy thing to have a Jeep, which is traditionally kind of boxy, and at the same time achieve some great aero numbers. When we come back, Brandon will address that and much more about the Gladiator and the Wrangler. They're all new, and you'll hear about it right here on Auto World Straight Ahead. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. There's a Friday deadline for Congress and the President to agree on a $5 billion funding plan for the border wall, or the government will partially shut down. On CBS's Face the Nation, Stephen Miller, senior advisor to President Trump, says the President isn't backing down.
The Democrat Party is a simple choice. They can either choose to fight for America's working class or to promote illegal immigration. You can't do both.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says neither the House nor the Senate want a wall or a government shutdown.
President Trump should understand there are not the votes for the wall in the House or the Senate. He is not going to get the wall in any form. Even the House, which is a majority Republican, they don't have the votes for his $5 billion wall plan. In fact, Ryan, afraid of what's going to happen, sent all the House home till Wednesday night, a day and a half before the 2 days before the shutdown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're having lots of fun. Love talking about the latest vehicles and love talking about Jeeps. We have the Jeep Gladiator, the 2020 Jeep Gladiator brand manager. He also worked on the Wrangler as well, which is also an all-new vehicle. And that's always a big story, to say the least. The gentleman's name is Brandon Gurmis, and he's telling us about all different aspects of the vehicle. We had a gentleman call in from Virginia with a question, but before we address that question, Brandon, this is instantly recognizable as a Jeep product, but I understand that it actually cuts a pretty mean aerodynamic profile. You guys were able to get some pretty good coefficient of drag numbers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you look at a vehicle like Wrangler and Gladiator, and their profiles are very boxy, they're very upright, which is, you know, very much a traditional Jeep styling attribute. But our design team, as well as our Jeep engineering team, did a great job just kind of tweaking every little surface, every little curve, every angle, to try to make these vehicles as aerodynamic as possible. The windshield was actually leaned back about 7 degrees versus the prior Wrangler model, the Wrangler JK. And, you know, all of these tweaks not only, you know, make Wrangler and Gladiator more aerodynamic, but they also make them, you know, more fuel efficient. But they still, you know, look very much like Jeep vehicles. So we didn't lose that despite the aerodynamic improvement.
That's great. Our telephone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If you have a question for Brandon, we're live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world via GCNLive.com. Don't be a stranger. Pick up the phone and say hello to producer Mackenzie. Let's talk about a question that the gentleman had in coming from Virginia. I believe his name is Greg from Virginia. And he wanted to know a little bit about the top situation on the Gladiator. What type of tops are available for the Gladiator? Is it just a traditional pickup truck top? And also, we would probably have to direct him towards Mopar, but wants to know about bed covers as well.
Okay, so for the top situation, I mean, very much not a traditional top for a mid-size pickup. Jeep Gladiator is the only open-air pickup truck on the market. So we have our soft top, our Sunrider soft top, that comes standard. And then we have available our Freedom Top hard top, and that's available either in kind of a black textured appearance or a body color matching appearance. And with that Freedom Top hard top, there are two panels above the front seat, above the front passenger seat and the driver's seat, that you can actually remove, and then you've got open air for the front seat. And then, of course, you can entirely remove the rest of the hard top as well. You can also remove the doors, and you can fold down the windshield, too, for the ultimate open air.
Absolutely amazing. That is terrific news. And another thing I wanted to touch on about the Wrangler and the Gladiator, well, we'll continue on the Gladiator front here for now, one of the things that interested me was what you did with the bed itself. There are some interesting attributes in there, including a power supply and much, much more. Tell us about the bed of the Gladiator pickup truck.
Yeah, we did a lot of unique things with the bed. We have standard LED bed lighting in every single Gladiator. And then we have a few optional options for the bed that make the bed much more practical and add a lot of convenience. So we have an available 115-volt power outlet that's right in the bed. And, of course, that's entirely weatherproof. It'll hold up to rain, snow, all the nature's best. And then we also have optional our trail rail system, and that adds three aluminum rails to the bed, one on either of the bed sides, and then also a rail on the front wall of the bed near the cab. And we have adjustable tie-downs that slide on those rails just for a ton of flexibility in terms of tie-downs for locking down whatever you're hauling in the bed. And then, of course, Mopar is going to have a number of accessories available to utilize those trail rail parts as well.
That's great. It's the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator, the most capable midsize truck ever. And Brandon is telling us all about it. Now we'll focus our attention on both vehicles, the Gladiator as well as the Wrangler, which is 100% all-new. And congratulations for picking up, I guess it would be the 2019 Sport Utility of the Year Award for Motor Trend, my alma mater. I spent 10 years there. And I'm sure you're going to win many more accolades in the near future, but congratulations on that win for the Wrangler.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're very excited about the award. You know, for us, it helps validate that everything that we did design-wise in the Jeep Wrangler, for the new one, that we did the right thing, and we really came up with an award-winning product.
That's great. And as I always, when I have an opportunity to talk to a designer of kind of an iconic vehicle, let's say a Corvette or a Mustang or a Camaro or, you know, the Charger and the Challenger, it's always challenging. The Porsche 911, another one. When a vehicle has become an icon or a legend, it's hard going back and not going too far. You got to walk a fine line between making the vehicle look new, but at the same time keeping its character and its DNA in place. But mechanically and otherwise, what were some of the goals that the team had for the Wrangler in this all new configuration?
Yeah, I think you really nailed, hit the nail on the head with that statement that it was very challenging for us to keep Wrangler true to its heritage, true to what customers expect of a vehicle like Wrangler, while still keeping it relevant in today's automotive market. It used to be on a vehicle like Wrangler that you had to make sacrifices in order to own one. And that's really no longer the case. What we wanted to do was make Wrangler a true daily driver as opposed to just a weekend toy to take out in the woods and play with. Of course, you still get the stuff that you expect from Wrangler. You still have the ability to take off the doors and take off the top and great off-road capability, but we wanted to add a lot of tech features to it. And one of the things that we added is actually a brand new engine. So we have our 2-liter direct injected turbo with e-torque technology. So that's the first time we've ever put a turbocharged engine in Wrangler. And this 2-liter cranks out 270 horsepower.
Wow.
And 295 pound-feet of torque. And it gets up to 25 miles per gallon in the city in two-door, and then 23 miles per gallon, or 25 miles per gallon on the highway, and 23 miles per gallon in the city for the two-door, and then 24 miles per gallon highway, and 22 miles per gallon city for the four-door.
Wow, that's great news. A 2-liter turbo power plant to complement the other engine in the Wrangler, which is, of course, that Pentastar V6. When will that 2-liter engine be available? Is it not that far off?
No, that's available right now. You can go down to your local Jeep dealership and pick up a new Wrangler with the 2-liter engine.
Excellent.
And we also have with that 2-liter our e-torque technology. And what the e-torque technology is there's actually a 22-horsepower motor that's mounted, electric motor that's mounted right on the engine. And during low RPM situations, such as when you're launching the vehicle accelerating from a stop, that electric motor is actually going to add up to 71 pound-feet of torque to help mitigate any sort of turbo lag that you typically experience with a turbocharged engine.
That is fantastic. When we come back on the other side, more about the all-new Wrangler and the all-new 2020 Gladiator pickup truck from Jeep. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to Auto World, and we thank you so much. We're talking all about two very important vehicles, two brand new vehicles. The 2020 Jeep Gladiator, just recently introduced at the Los Angeles International Auto Show, as well as the Jeep Wrangler, which is picking up all kinds of honors. Matter of fact, Motor Trend not only gave the SUV of the Year award to Fiat Chrysler with the Wrangler, but also the truck with the Ram, and also the Person of the Year award as well. So lots of accolades from the folks at Motor Trend. And at the recently held SEMA show, they always name the 4x4 of the Year, and again, for, I believe, the 9th consecutive year, the Wrangler earned the 4x4 SUV of the Year award from the folks at SEMA. So all kinds of great congratulations there, Brandon, for all the hard work that you've done. When you get those kind of instant accolades, and like I say, I know you've got more ahead, it must be very, very gratifying.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, it just helped validate for us that we did everything right when developing this new Wrangler. We really tried to listen to feedback from our customers, because it's not every day that we come out with a redesigned Jeep Wrangler. It took about 11 years between the new Wrangler and then the prior model Wrangler JK, when that came out in 2000, for the 2007 model year. And so we basically spent the last little over a decade listening to customer input and customer feedback on the prior Wrangler JK, and used all that to really help make the new Wrangler the best Wrangler ever.
And let's talk about the interior. This is one area that you guys spent a whole lot of time on. Tell us about some of the updates to the Wrangler interior-wise.
The interior, it's night and day. I mean, if you ever sat in the interior of the old Wrangler JK, it was very plasticky. It was lots of hard surfaces. It really wasn't a premium experience. And then with Wrangler JL, we've made it much more premium. We've added leather wraps and accent stitching to the dash, to the armrest, to the center console. We finally added lumbar support to the driver's seat. That was something that we knew was really lacking on the old Wrangler. Of course, we added our Uconnect radio systems as well, the 5-inch, the 7-inch, and the 8.4-inch, just to help make the interior, give it a much more premium feel.
That's great. And of course, I've been fortunate enough over my career to go to a number of when Jeep had what they used to call Camp Jeep. I was my first experience doing off-roading during some of the Camp Jeep events in the last decade or so. And just to get around these folks, I mean, they're as passionate about their Wranglers as somebody would be if they were a Ferrari enthusiast about their car or Corvette enthusiast. And instead of going 200 miles an hour on a track, you're going a half a mile an hour over a boulder or maybe through a small stream. And it's just a real thrill. And the other thing that I found, Brandon, is the camaraderie among Jeep owners as well as the kindness. I mean, if something went wrong with anybody, they all came to the rescue. Everybody pitched in. And this is what part of what has made the Wrangler such a legendary vehicle.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, when we're out on the trail in places like Moab, Utah, you know, and you see somebody who's in their Wrangler and they've had some kind of breakdown or broke some kind of part, pretty much everybody who's driving by on that same trail, they stop, make sure the guy's okay, and, you know, offer help or parts or tools or anything that they can just to try to help their fellow Jeep owner get back on the trail and not be stuck out there in the middle of nowhere. It's an absolutely fantastic community, and I really can't say enough about them. Of course, they are also very vocal about what they want out of their Jeeps and out of their Wranglers, and they definitely weren't shy about telling us what they wanted out of the new Wrangler JL.
That's great. I'm sure that feedback was very much appreciated and no doubt utilized with all the wonderful things that you've put into play with this vehicle. Another thing we should point out about the Wrangler is the fact that you guys have actually a special Moab edition for really serious off-road folks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've got our Moab edition, and the Moab edition actually is a very premium package. So, and it also gives customers a very unique exterior appearance as well. So we have black wheels standard. We have black accents in the grille, black Jeep badges on the fenders. And then in the interior, we have a full leather interior, the standard 8.4-inch radio. We've got standard safety equipment, standard body color hardtop, standard body color fender flares. We have mud terrain tires standard. So not only is the vehicle, is Wrangler Moab a vehicle that's going to get you where you need to go, and let you leave pavement behind, but you're also going to be able to do it in comfort and in style as well with that package.
That's great. Let's talk about the four-door. I remember when you guys introduced the four-door Wrangler, a lot of people kind of held their breath, but it became the best seller. It became a grand slam hit for Jeep, and now you're continuing to offer, of course, the two- and four-door variants. What's the take ratio these days? Do you sell more four-doors than you do two?
Oh, we sell a lot more four-doors than two-doors. Right now, we're about 80 to 85% four-door and then 15 to 20% two-door. It's been interesting. If you look at Wrangler sales history over the years, the volume of two-door Wranglers that we sell has remained pretty much constant over the last decade and a half. But then we just added to it all of this four-door volume. And, you know, for families, for people who need to haul a bunch of gear for rock climbing or camping or any sort of other outdoor activity, Wrangler four-door, Wrangler Unlimited, gives them that flexibility in terms of passenger and cargo carrying capability.
Got a question here from Peter. Peter's in New Hampshire and wants to know what kind of tires and wheels are on the Wrangler for 2019. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so on our Wrangler Rubicon, we actually have a 33-inch tire that's standard. And the standard tire is a BF Goodrich all-terrain tire. And then brand new for 2019 model year Wrangler, we have optional a Falcon mud-terrain tire. And then on Sport and Sahara models, we have various all-season as well as all-terrain tires, depending on the trim as well as what options you get.
And other important things, of course, you've got standard electronic stability control, as well as something called electronic roll mitigation, as, along with trailer sway control. Those are some pretty cool electronics. Tell us about those, Brandon.
Yeah, so the electronic stability control and our electronic roll mitigation, those are going to help any sort of on-road driving situation, make sure that you stay in control of your vehicle by, you know, intervening and applying brakes or reducing engine torque as needed, just to help the vehicle stay on the road and keep all four wheels planted on the pavement. And then, of course, the trailer sway control, that's going to help when you're towing anything, a boat, kayak, jet skis. It's going to help keep that trailer under control at all times. And that's just the start of safety features available on Wrangler. We have available blind spot monitoring, rear park assist, rear cross path detection, and then brand new for the 2019 model year Wrangler, we have adaptive cruise control and a forward collision warning plus with automatic emergency braking.
So oh, terrific.
Tons of great safety features on the new Wrangler.
Excellent. What's the starting price for the Wrangler, both in two- and four-door configurations?
Roughly the two-door is right around $25,000, $26,000, and then the four-door is right around $30,000.
Excellent. Well, Brandon, they're chasing us out the door. We're going to have to do this again. The time just flew. We'll do another hour on the Wrangler and the Gladiator with you down the road. How's that? That sounds great to me, too. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.